Surrender is the quiet yet powerful wisdom of yielding to life instead of constantly fighting against it. Have you ever reached that point where you've given your all, poured your energy into a business, a relationship, or a personal goal, only to find yourself feeling stressed, drained, and disappointed? You keep pushing, hoping for a breakthrough, but nothing seems to shift. Then, one day, you stop. You throw your hands up, frustrated, and say, "I've had enough." You let go. And then, almost like magic, everything changes. Opportunities appear, and solutions you couldn't see before begin to unfold. It's as if the moment you release control, life starts to fall into place effortlessly. It sounds contradictory, but here's the truth. This isn't something new. Throughout history, ancient wisdom has always taught us that surrender is sometimes the most powerful move we can make. Chapter 1. The Illusion of Control. Welcome back to the Abundance Book. We've all been conditioned to believe that the harder we try, the more likely we are to succeed. Society applauds effort, hustle, and relentless pursuit of our goals. We've heard the sayings, "Never give up," "Push harder," or "You're just one step away from success." But what happens when you still feel stuck despite giving your all? What if the very act of trying to control everything is what's holding you back? Control is an illusion, a concept we cling to because it gives us a sense of security. We believe that by controlling every variable, we can predict the outcome. But life doesn't work that way. In reality, the more we try to control, the more frustrated we become. We overthink, stress, and push against the natural flow, only to find ourselves deeper in exhaustion and further from our goals. Think about it. Have you ever tried so hard to make something happen that you became obsessed with the outcome? Maybe it was landing a new job, improving your finances, or fixing a broken relationship. You focused all your energy on it, but the more you tried, the more it seemed to slip away. This constant push for control can lead to burnout, anxiety, and a sense of defeat. The truth is that life is not a straight line where effort equals reward. Sometimes, the most significant breakthroughs happen when we let go. It's when we stop obsessing over the outcome and stop clinging so tightly that we create space for things to happen naturally. This is the paradox of surrender. By letting go of control, we often find the solutions we've been searching for. Surrender doesn't mean giving up. It's not about passivity or abandoning your goals. It's about recognizing that while effort is essential, there are times when stepping back and allowing life to unfold is the wisest action you can take. It's about trusting the process and knowing that you don't need to force everything to happen. I want you to reflect on a situation in your life where you've been trying to control every detail, but still aren't seeing the results you want. What would happen if you released that tight grip, even a little? Could it be that letting go allows life to step in and help you? This is the foundation of surrender, realizing that sometimes the flow of life is more potent than your force. Let's explore why letting go often leads to precisely what you've been chasing. It's not about giving up. It's about learning to flow with life's natural rhythms instead of resisting them. Chapter 2. The Art of Surrender. What does it indeed mean to surrender? In a world where we are taught to fight, push, and control every aspect of our lives, surrender can feel foreign, even weak. But surrender is not about giving up or losing. It's about yielding to life rather than resisting it. It is the decisive act of letting go of control and trusting in the universe's flow. At its core, surrender is about releasing the need to force outcomes and allowing life to unfold naturally. It's about acknowledging that we can't control everything, no matter how hard we try. The truth is that much of the stress, anxiety, and frustration we experience comes from our relentless need to manipulate situations to fit our expectations. We hold tightly to our plans, convinced that we can bend life to our will if we try harder. But this constant struggle against the natural flow of things leaves us exhausted and stuck. Surrender invites us to step back from this fight. It asks us to trust that greater intelligence is guiding our lives. Whether you call it the universe, God, or simply the natural order of things. By yielding to this flow, we stop wasting energy on resistance and instead align ourselves with the opportunities and solutions waiting for us. One of the most common misconceptions about surrender is that it's an act of weakness or passivity. Society often glorifies the idea of the hustle, the notion that success comes only to those who never stop pushing. But the hustle mindset ignores the wisdom of surrender. It's not about doing nothing or giving up. It's about knowing when to step back, take a breath, and let the universe do its part. Surrender requires more strength than resistance. It takes courage to let go, to trust that what's meant for you will come in its own time and form. It's about embracing the uncertainty of life with the belief that you are supported by something more significant. This is where true power lies, in your ability to flow with life rather than against it. Ancient wisdom has long understood the power of surrender. Taoism speaks of Wu Wei, the art of non-doing. This doesn't mean inactivity. Instead, it refers to effortless action, where you move in harmony with the natural flow of the universe. Think of a river. A person practicing Wu Wei flows with the current rather than exhausting themselves by swimming upstream. They understand that the river will carry them to where they must go if they stop resisting. Hinduism offers a similar concept to Ishvara Pranidhana, which means surrendering to a higher power. In this tradition, letting go is seen as a form of devotion and trust in the divine plan. When we surrender to something greater than ourselves, we acknowledge that there is a higher intelligence at work that sees beyond our limited perspective. It teaches us that we don't need to have all the answers or control every outcome, because the universe is always guiding us toward what is best. Both Wu Wei and Ishvara Pranidhana remind us that life is not meant to be a constant struggle. Surrender allows us to release the burden of trying to control every aspect of our journey. It teaches us to trust the process, to flow with the rhythm of life, and to know that, even when things seem uncertain, everything is unfolding exactly as it should. As we begin this journey of surrender, we must recognize the areas in our lives where we hold on too tightly. Where are you resisting the flow of life? What are you desperately trying to control? Often, the things we cling to the most are the very things we need to release. When we loosen our grip, we create space for the universe to move in ways we could never have imagined. By yielding to life, we open ourselves to new possibilities, unexpected solutions, and a more profound sense of peace. Surrender is not the end of the road. It's the beginning of a new way of living, one in harmony with the flow of life. In the following chapters, we will explore how surrender can transform your life, how to identify when you are resisting the flow, and practical ways to embrace the art of letting go. But for now, know this. Surrender is not a weakness and is not about giving up. It is about trusting that the universe has your back and that everything will fall into place when you let go. Chapter 3: Importance and Imbalance. One of the most subtle yet powerful ways we create resistance is by placing too much importance on specific outcomes. When we elevate a particular goal or desire to a pedestal, we unknowingly create an imbalance that makes it harder to achieve what we want. The energy we pour into this importance creates tension and resistance, blocking the natural flow of life. The concept of importance often needs to be understood. We tend to believe that if we care more, want it badly enough, and make it our top priority, then success is inevitable. However, the universe doesn't respond to desperation or obsession. The more we fixate on something, the more elusive it becomes. Why? Because the weight of importance distorts the balance, causing resistance between you and the very thing you're chasing. To understand this better, think about the times in your life when things just flowed effortlessly. It could be something small, a parking spot appearing at the exact moment you needed it, or an unexpected opportunity landing in your lap without much effort. These moments occur when no pressure or urgency is attached to the outcome. You weren't stressing about it. You didn't elevate its importance. As a result, the universe was free to align the situation without resistance. Now, contrast this with a situation where you wanted a job, a relationship, or a financial breakthrough. You poured all your energy into making it happen, overthinking every step, analyzing every possible outcome, and stressing over how to achieve it. What happened? More often than not, the harder you pushed, the more stuck you became. This is the imbalance created by excessive importance. So, what exactly is this concept of importance, and how does it create imbalance? To break it down, let's look at two types of importance, inner and outer. Inner importance refers to the value we place on our abilities, identity, and sense of self-worth. For example, we may believe that our success depends on how we look, how intelligent we are, or how others perceive us. When we inflate these aspects of ourselves, thinking that we must be perfect, admired, or flawless, we set ourselves up for stress and failure. This excessive focus on our inner worth creates tension, making it challenging to perform naturally or confidently. Consider the classic case of someone anxious about public speaking. The more they worry about how they'll be perceived or how flawless their presentation needs to be, the more nervous and shaky they become. Their inner importance is inflated, causing a disconnect between their true abilities and their anxious, self-critical mind. On the other hand, outer importance is the value we place on external goals, possessions, or achievements. This is where we elevate something outside of ourselves, like money, relationships, or career success, to a level of ultimate importance. We tell ourselves that once we have that, once we get the promotion, the partner, or the financial breakthrough, then we'll finally be happy, fulfilled, or validated. But by putting these external goals on a pedestal, we create an energetic imbalance. The goal becomes something we chase, rather than something that flows naturally. We create energetic tension when we attach too much outer importance to our desires. It's like pulling on a rubber band. The more you stretch it, the more it resists. Similarly, when we attribute too much meaning to achieving a goal, we create a mental and emotional barrier that makes it harder to manifest. The universe senses this tension, and instead of flowing toward you, the very thing you desire moves further away. So how can we reduce this importance and restore balance to our lives? 1. Recognize where you're creating importance. The first step is to become aware of where you place too much significance in your life. Ask yourself, what are the things I'm constantly worrying about? What am I obsessively striving for? Whether it's financial success, love, or personal validation, if you notice that you're fixating on a particular outcome, it's a sign that you're attributing too much importance to it. 2. Shift from desperation to preference. Instead of thinking, I need this to happen, shift your mindset to, I prefer this to happen. But I'll be okay either way. This subtle change in attitude removes the urgency and desperation from your goal. By making peace with the idea that you'll be fine whether or not you achieve the outcome, you release the tension, allowing the universe to move more freely. It's the difference between clinging tightly to something and holding it lightly in your hand. 3. Release control and trust the process. Reducing importance doesn't mean giving up on your goals. It means releasing the need to control every aspect of the process. When you obsess over how things will unfold, you create friction. Instead, surrender the details and trust that the universe can make your desires real. You'll still take action, but do so with a sense of ease and flow, rather than stress and control. 4. Practice detachment from outcomes. The key to reducing importance is learning to detach from specific outcomes. This doesn't mean you stop caring. You stop defining your happiness or success by whether or not you achieve a particular result. When you're detached, you're open to receiving whatever comes your way, trusting that it will be for your highest good. Detachment allows the universe to work its magic, often delivering results in ways you never expected. In essence, importance is the weight we give to something, and too much of it throws everything out of balance. To restore that balance, we must let go of the excessive meaning we attach to our desires and allow life to flow naturally. When we reduce importance, we create space for the universe to respond effortlessly, bringing us closer to our goals with less resistance. Chapter 4. Desire and Intention. At the core of manifesting what we want in life lies a subtle but crucial difference between desire and intention. These two concepts are often used interchangeably, but represent two very different energies. Desire is the longing for something, the wish for a particular outcome, while intention is the decision to make that outcome a reality. One keeps us wanting, while the other propels us into action and aligning with our goals. Let's explore this difference in more depth and understand why intention is the key to effortlessly manifesting your desires. Desire, the static force. We all experience desire. It's the feeling of wanting something, whether it's success, love, financial abundance, or personal growth. While desire is natural and can motivate us, it is inherently a passive, static force. Desire, on its own, doesn't bring about change. It's a state of wanting, not having. When we focus solely on desire, we're often left in a cycle of endless yearning without ever moving toward our goals. Think of desire as a dream. You may have a vision of the life you want, but if that vision stays in fantasy, it remains static. You may spend hours daydreaming about it, but the dream never materializes because desire alone lacks the momentum to push you forward. If you desire something too intensely, you might even make it further away, as desire can sometimes create resistance, similar to how placing too much importance does. Desire can be frustrating because it often focuses on what we need. When you desire something, you're emphasizing that it's something you don't have. This lack can trigger feelings of inadequacy, fear, or frustration, all of which further distance you from your goal. You might find yourself saying, "If only I had this, then I would be happy." But the truth is, as long as you remain desiring, you stay in a state of not having. Intention, the dynamic force. In contrast, intention is a dynamic, active force. While desire is the dream, the intention is the commitment to making that dream come true. When you shift from desire to intention, you move from a place of wanting to a place of action and certainty. Intention is about knowing what you want and being willing to take the necessary steps to achieve it. It declares to the universe that you are ready to receive and act upon your goals. Intention is powerful because it aligns your energy with your desired outcome. Rather than focusing on what you don't have, intention focuses on the steps you'll take to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. This shift in focus creates momentum and allows opportunities, ideas, and resources to flow toward you. To illustrate this, consider the difference between someone who says, I wish I could start my own business, and someone who says, I'm starting my own business. The first person is stuck in a state of desire. They want something, but there's no forward motion. The second person, however, has set a clear intention. They're no longer dreaming. They're taking action, even as simple as researching, making plans, or talking to potential clients. Intention activates the law of attraction and allows you to co-create with the universe. It signals that you're ready to receive and willing to do what it takes to realize your goal. The universe responds to this energy because it's decisive, clear, and focused. Desire is static. Intention is dynamic. The critical difference between desire and intention is that desire keeps you stationary, while intention moves you forward. Desire is a wish. Intention is a decision. Desire lacks the element of action, whereas intention is all about commitment and follow-through. One way to think of this is to imagine a ship at sea. Desire is like having a destination in mind but not raising the anchor or setting sail. You're longing to get to the shore but not taking any steps to get there. Conversely, the intention is raising the anchor, adjusting the sails, and steering the ship toward your goal. It's not just thinking about what you want, it's actively doing something about it. Intention also shifts your mindset from, I hope this happens, to, this is happening. It creates a sense of certainty, a feeling that your goal is possible and inevitable. This certainty generates confidence, motivation, and a willingness to overcome any obstacles that might stand in your way. How to transmute desire into intention. So, how do you transform your desires into intentions? Here are some practical strategies. 1. Get clear on what you want. The first step in transmuting desire into intention is to gain clarity about what you truly want. Ask yourself, what am I seeking? Desires can often be vague or rooted in fear and insecurity. You can set focused, meaningful intentions by getting clear on your true desires. For example, instead of saying, I want more money, clarify what you want that money for: freedom, security, opportunities, and then set your intention. 2. Move from I want to I will. One simplest but most effective way to shift from desire to intention is to change your language. Stop saying I want and start saying I will. For instance, instead of saying I want to get fit, say I will get fit, and follow it up with actions that align with that intention. This subtle shift in language reinforces your commitment and sets a proactive tone for your goals. 3. Visualize with certainty. When visualizing your goals, don't just picture yourself wanting something, visualize yourself already having it. See yourself as if the outcome is a done deal. Feel the emotions of success, satisfaction, and fulfillment. This kind of visualization strengthens your intention and helps you vibrate at the frequency of your desire, attracting it to you more quickly. 4. Take small, aligned actions. Intention requires action, but that doesn't mean you must make giant leaps immediately. Start with small, aligned actions that move you closer to your goal. Each step, no matter how small, reinforces your intention and signals to the universe that you're serious. Over time, these actions build momentum and create a ripple effect that accelerates your manifestation process. 5. Let go of attachment. One of the most giant blocks to turning desire into intention is attachment. When you're overly attached to a particular outcome, you create resistance. To overcome this, practice detachment by focusing on the process, not just the result. Trust that by setting clear intentions and taking action, the universe will bring you the best possible outcome, even if it doesn't look exactly as you envisioned. 6. Affirm your intention daily. A powerful way to keep your intentions alive is to affirm them daily. Write your intentions in the present tense, as if they've already happened, and repeat them to yourself each morning. For example, I am successful in my business, or I easily attract abundance. This daily practice reinforces your commitment and keeps your energy aligned with your goals. By shifting from desire to intention, you align your thoughts, emotions, and actions with your goals to create flow and momentum. Instead of longing for something and feeling frustrated by its absence, you step into a place of empowerment where you actively shape your reality. Chapter 5. The Role of Faith in Surrender. Surrender, in its truest sense, is an act of deep trust. It's a leap into the unknown with the understanding that something greater is at play. But this kind of surrender requires more than just letting go. Faith. Faith in yourself, in life, and the universe. Without faith, surrender becomes impossible. We remain stuck, clinging to control, afraid that if we let go, everything will fall apart. When we cultivate faith, surrender becomes possible, liberating, and transformative. If you have enjoyed this audiobook, consider subscribing. Thank you. In this chapter, we will explore the essential role of faith in surrender, why spiritual teachings emphasize perfect faith, and how you can begin to strengthen your faith to embrace life's flow with ease and confidence. What is faith in the context of surrender? In the context of surrender, faith is the belief that things will unfold as they should, even if you don't understand how or why in the moment. It's the assurance that life, the universe, or a higher power has a plan. Your job is to trust that plan. Faith allows you to release your need for control and let go of outcomes. When you trust the process, you don't need to micromanage every aspect of your life. You understand that things will fall into place when and how they are meant to. Faith is not just an unquestioning belief that everything will work out. It's a deep inner knowing that even if things don't unfold as you expect, they will unfold in a way that ultimately benefits your growth and evolution. It's about trusting in the unseen forces that guide and support you, even when the path ahead is unclear. In spiritual terms, faith is the foundation of surrender. Without faith, there is fear. And when fear is in control, we resist, fight, and cling to outcomes. But with faith, we can relax, knowing that the universe has our back. The concept of perfect faith. Many spiritual teachings, from religious texts to modern philosophies, emphasize the idea of perfect faith. Perfect faith is the unshakable belief that everything is unfolding exactly as it should, no matter how challenging or uncertain. It's the state of complete trust in the flow of life, where doubt and fear no longer have power over you. In his renowned work, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill highlights faith as a crucial ingredient for success. Hill teaches that faith is the bridge between your desires and their manifestation. When you have faith, you act with certainty, as if the outcome is already assured. This certainty, this belief, creates a powerful, energetic alignment that draws your desires toward you. In spiritual traditions like Christianity, perfect faith is often discussed as trust in God or a higher power. In the Bible, faith is defined as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This means faith allows us to believe in the invisible forces at work, even when we cannot see them. Similarly, in Hinduism, Ishvara Pranidhana, surrendering to a higher power, teaches that surrendering to the divine requires faith that the universe has a plan for you, and that your only role is to align with that plan. The idea of perfect faith may seem unattainable, especially when life throws unexpected challenges at you. However, it's essential to recognize that perfect faith is not about never experiencing doubt or fear, but about choosing to trust amid uncertainty. It's about returning to trust repeatedly, even when it feels difficult. Why faith is essential to surrender? Faith is essential to surrender because surrender requires releasing our need for control. And control, at its root, is often a response to fear. We try to control our lives because we're afraid that things won't turn out the way we want if we don't. But this desire for control creates resistance and tension, which blocks the natural flow of life. When we have faith, we don't need to control everything. We can let go of the need to know exactly how things will work out. Faith allows us to relax, trust, and flow with life's current, knowing we are guided toward our highest good. Faith also helps us navigate uncertainty. Life is full of unknowns, and no matter how much we plan or prepare, we cannot predict everything. When you have faith, you can confidently step into the unknown, trusting that the universe will support you. Faith allows you to take risks, follow your intuition, and pursue your dreams without being paralyzed by fear of failure. Moreover, faith enables you to release attachment to specific outcomes. Attachment to a particular result can create resistance in the manifestation process. When we are too attached to how something should happen, we close ourselves to the infinite possibilities available. But with faith, we can let go of attachment and trust that what unfolds will be even better than we imagined. Methods to strengthen faith and cultivate trust. Cultivating faith is not something that happens overnight. It's a practice that requires time, patience, and conscious effort. Here are some methods to strengthen your faith and develop a mindset of trust. 1. Surrender small things. First, if the idea of surrendering to the universe feels overwhelming, start small. Practice surrendering control in minor areas of your life, like letting go of the need to plan every detail of your day, or trusting that traffic will flow smoothly without you stressing about it. These small acts of surrender build your faith over time, helping you trust in more significant things. 2. Practice letting go of the how. When setting intentions, focus on what you desire rather than how it will be. Often, we get stuck trying to figure out the exact steps needed to achieve our goals, but this only creates more resistance. Instead, you can focus on the outcome you want and trust that the universe will take care of the how. This is a crucial aspect of surrendering to faith. 3. Reflect on past experiences. Take a moment to reflect on your past. Can you think of times when things seemed uncertain but eventually worked out in ways you couldn't have predicted? These experiences prove that life has a way of unfolding perfectly, even when it doesn't make sense then. By acknowledging these moments, you can build trust in the process. 4. Meditate on trust. Meditation is a powerful way to strengthen your faith. During meditation, focus on the feeling of trust. Visualize yourself surrendering to the flow of life and allowing things to unfold naturally. As you practice this, you'll notice that trust begins to feel more natural and automatic in your daily life. 5. Use affirmations of faith. Affirmations can help reprogram your mind to cultivate faith. Repeat affirmations like, "I trust the process of life," or "Everything is unfolding for my highest good." Over time, these affirmations will shift your mindset from fear and control to trust and surrender. 6. Cultivate gratitude. Gratitude is closely tied to faith. When you focus on what you're grateful for, you reinforce the belief that the universe supports you. Gratitude shifts your attention from what's missing to what's already present in your life, fostering a mindset of abundance and trust. 7. Trust in your higher self. Faith isn't just about trusting the universe, it's also about trusting yourself. Know that your higher self always guides you toward what's best for you. When you cultivate faith in your intuition and inner wisdom, you'll find it easier to trust life's process. Embracing faith as a pathway to surrender. Surrendering is an act of profound faith. It's about trusting yourself, life, and the universe to lead you where you need to go. When you strengthen your faith, you open yourself to a life of ease, flow, and synchronicity. Instead of constantly trying to control and force outcomes, you learn to dance with life, knowing everything unfolds precisely as it should. As you continue on your journey, remember that faith is a practice. It may not come quickly at first, but with time and patience, you can cultivate unshakable trust that allows you to surrender fully and live in harmony with the flow of life. Chapter 6. The Surrender Method. Surrender is more than a mental exercise. It's a practice that involves your entire being. Truly letting go requires both emotional and physical alignment, a softening of the internal resistance that keeps you stuck in old patterns. To help you move through this, I introduce the Surrender Method, a simple but powerful four-step process designed to help you release control, align with life's flow, and allow the universe to guide you toward your highest good. This method, which I call Acknowledge, Feel, Accept, Bask, can be applied in any situation, whether dealing with difficult emotions, mental blocks, or life's inevitable uncertainties. By practicing these four steps regularly, you can break free from the cycle of resistance and enter a space of ease, trust, and alignment with the universe's flow. Let's dive into the surrender method and explore how it works. Step 1. Acknowledge. The first step in the surrender method is acknowledging your feelings. This may seem simple, but it's often the most challenging part. Many of us are conditioned to avoid our uncomfortable emotions, whether fear, anger, sadness, or anxiety, by distracting ourselves, suppressing our feelings, or pretending they don't exist. But true surrender begins with the courage to face what's happening inside you. Acknowledging means bringing awareness to the emotions you've been resisting. It's about saying, "Yes, I feel this." Whether it's disappointment over a failed project, frustration with a relationship, or fear about the future. Acknowledging your emotions is the first step toward release. This doesn't mean dwelling on them, but simply recognizing and naming what's present. How to acknowledge in practice? Take a moment to sit quietly and scan your body. Ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now?" Tune into any tension, unease, or discomfort, and mentally note the arising emotion. It might be anger, sadness, fear, or frustration. Allow yourself to acknowledge it without judgment. Step 2. Feel. After acknowledging your emotions, the next step is to feel them fully. Instead of pushing your feelings away or trying to intellectualize them, this step invites you to let them move through you. Feelings are energy in motion, and when we allow them to flow freely, they pass much more quickly than when we resist them. Feeling your emotions doesn't mean losing control or wallowing in negativity. Instead, it's about creating a safe space to experience the full range of your feelings without trying to fix or change them. When you allow yourself to feel, you free up the trapped energy, causing resistance. How to feel in practice. Sit with your emotions for a few minutes. Focus on where it's showing up in your body. Maybe your chest feels tight or your stomach is knotted. Breathe into that space and allow the emotion to be there. If tears come, let them flow. If you feel anger, notice its heat. Let yourself feel the emotion fully without trying to escape or analyze it. Step 3. Accept. Once you've felt the emotion, the third step is to accept it. Acceptance doesn't mean you're okay with the situation that triggered the emotion, nor are you resigned to staying stuck in that feeling. Instead, Acceptance is about letting go of the need to control or change the emotion. It's an act of surrender, an acknowledgement that this is where you are right now, and that's okay. When you accept your emotions, you release the internal battle against them. You stop wishing things were different, and in doing so, you create space for change to happen naturally. Acceptance opens the door for transformation because it allows you to stop fighting against reality. How to accept in practice? Once you've fully felt your emotion, say, "I accept this feeling." You can also use affirmations like, "It's okay to feel this way," or, "I trust that this is part of my process." Embrace the feeling without needing it to go away immediately. Accept that it's here and permit yourself to experience it without resistance. Step 4. Bask. The final step in the surrender method is to bask, to sit in stillness after you've moved through your emotions. Bask in the release, the calm, and the clarity that follows when you've allowed yourself to surrender fully. This step is about experiencing the lightness and peace that arise when you stop resisting life. Basking in the energy of surrender is an opportunity to align yourself with the universe's flow. It's a state of receptivity, where you're open to whatever comes next without forcing or controlling the outcome. In this state, you allow the universe to guide you, trusting that what's meant for you will come. How to bask in practice? After you've acknowledged, felt, and accepted your emotions, take a few deep breaths and settle into stillness. Notice how your body feels lighter and how your mind is quieter. Sit with this feeling for a moment, basking in release and trust. Allow yourself to be receptive and open to insights or shifts. In my life, I've noticed that the moments when I've let go, when I've stopped trying to force things to happen, are when everything has fallen into place, whether in relationships, careers, or personal growth. Surrendering has always led to breakthroughs I couldn't have predicted. Applying the surrender method in daily life. The beauty of the surrender method is that it can be applied in any situation, whether you're feeling stressed about a deadline, anxious about the future, or frustrated in a relationship, this four-step process helps you release the resistance that's keeping you stuck. By acknowledging, feeling, accepting, and basking, you can move through difficult emotions gracefully and quickly, allowing life to flow more effortlessly. You can try incorporating this method into your daily routine. The next time you face an emotional block or a challenging situation, practice the surrender method and see how it transforms your experience. Over time, you'll notice that surrendering becomes second nature and feel more aligned with the universe's flow. Embrace surrender as a way of life. Surrender is not a one-time act, it's a way of life. It's about continually letting go of the need to control, trusting that life is guiding you in the right direction. When you surrender, you open yourself up to the limitless possibilities the universe offers. You step out of resistance and into flow, where opportunities appear, solutions emerge, and life unfolds in ways you never imagined. As you continue your journey, remember to practice the surrender method regularly. Allow it to become part of your daily life, and watch as it transforms your emotional state and the way you move through the world. Surrender is the gateway to freedom, peace, and alignment with the universe's flow. Embrace it thoroughly and let life unfold.